Wow, haven't done this in a while. Welcome back to the show, good friend Mark Spector. Spec, how you doing?
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, I know you are. It's like the first time all over again for you.
Where did Snoop Dogg play last night to 900 people?
He was playing at the old Goose Looney's Thunderdome.
Get out. I know he played in Fort McMurray the other night, too.
Yeah. Oh, those small venues, man, for something
that's
like that. That'd be awesome. I remember I saw Def Leppard at the old, back when it was Goose Looney's. And Molson Canadian, remember had that? They used to have that touring contest, and me and my buddies won tickets to it. It was unreal. Like, they weren't my favorite band at all, but in that small of a venue, it was off the charts good.
I would think Snoop Dogg would be too expensive to book in such a little venue like that.
Yeah, well, I think he's made enough. Supposedly, you know, they don't think he can fill a big enough venue, at least in Canada anymore. So he does a few of those private shows, and they pay him for it, and supposedly went. Well, we got texts from guys who won tickets on our show, and they said it was unreal. So
good for them.
I love it.
At least we're talking about Snoop and not The Bachelor.
Yeah, I know.
I leave the show for almost a year, and now it's about The Bachelor now? Is that where we've gone here?
Blame Bruce. He asked a question because supposedly there's a farmer on The Bachelor. So, you know, hey, anytime we can get farmer talking here, Spec, it's a good show. Now,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, I see guys are all getting their first cut up here. So,
yeah, it's perfect. Yes. Now, you're kind of we had Snoop Dogg, a Hall of Famer musician guy. We've got a Hall of Famer coming up. So you're kind of like the lead-in act right now because Rod Phillips is coming up in 10 minutes' time.
Oh,
and,
awesome.
So we have an opportunity to golf in your tournament for Sports Central with Rod Phillips. Currently, Rod, not himself, but Rod from Viking, has the foursome bid at $1,700, and this is a sold-out tourney. Like, I didn't know you had that many friends. How'd you sell out your tournament?
It's unbelievable, man. Like, the response. This is the first year Sports Central's put on a tournament. It's the first year I've been involved with them. We kind of, that was the whole deal. We've been working hard on this thing. You know, that's, as you know, Jay, you've done a lot more volunteer work and a lot of charity work than I have. And it might look easy, but it's not. There's a lot of work that goes involved. We've got a lot of people. And what a reward. I mean, the thing's sold out now. It's 2 weeks ahead of time. We've got lots of sponsors, lots of people, lots of celebrities. I know you're playing. It's just the response today has been, it's been absolutely fantastic. I couldn't be more thankful.
Well, it's great. And Sports Central's been around for such a long time. They do great stuff in the community to help a lot of kids who otherwise wouldn't be able to play any sort of sports.
Well, you know what? Like, I always tell the story that, like, I played sports all the way growing up. So did probably every single guy listening to this show right now. And you know, I played hockey. I was a 5'6" defenseman. We didn't call them that back then, but that's what I would have been. And I learned about being a depth kind of guy on a team and a support player and the role you played as a, you know, sports taught me in hockey to be a support, you know, what it was like to be a support guy and how you do it. And in baseball, I was a pitcher, and that meant that, you know, you were the guy and you held the ball every night. And I learned in baseball what it was like to, you know, a lot of nights sort of be the lead dog, right? I'm not saying I was good, but you know what I'm saying. When you're a pitcher, if you're bad, the team's not going to win. So the point I'm making is this. I learned, sports has given me everything in my life, and I learned so much about teamwork from both ends of the spectrum playing sports. I couldn't imagine for kids today that want to play that can't. And that's what Sports Central is about, right? Those kids are going to get the chance to play. We put 8,300 kids into gear and into leagues and onto a bike and all those things last year. And the experiences that we all had on the playing field were so valuable. I think of them still today. I think every kid should get that chance, right?
Oh, hugely important. It's just about playing. You learn so much. You have a lot of fun, some of the best memories. And, you know, I think we've gotten away with it so much with so much money in pro sports that some people think the goal is pro sports. And
right.
You know, it shouldn't be. The goal should just be about having fun because 99.9% of the kids are never going pro.
And learn how to win with grace and learn how to lose with grace and learn, you know, how to compete and how to turn a loss sometimes into a win. And you don't think that'll help you in business or in your life later on? Sometimes things aren't looking good, and you got to grit your teeth, and you got to bear down, and you got to turn something bad into something good. I mean, where'd you learn that? I learned that, you know, loading the bases with none out in the first.
On a regular basis, eh?
Well, and coming out of the inning with only one run scored, and then maybe you get some outs in the second, and then in the third you're rolling, and you know what? You taught yourself that if you dig in life a little bit, it's never as bad as it seems. And And the lessons we learned in sports, man, they weren't life and death. And sometimes when you get out in the business world and out into the real world, they are life and death. So I just think every kid should get the chances that I had, that you had, that a lot of our listeners had. And that's what Sports Central is all about.
For sure. And so, people, we have until 5:50 today if you want to help out. It's a foursome. It's sold-out tournament. It's the last foursome. And you'll be teeing it up. Rod Phillips will be your fifth, the legendary voice of the Oilers.
All right.
Called over 3,500 games, drank over 3,500 bottles of wine probably in that time. He loved it. Now, always in moderation, of course. So he'll tell you some beauty stories. A few other things to discuss. Rocky Thompson, what do you think?
I don't know exactly what I was on the golf course here, so I don't know exactly how Aikens did Aikens describe his role and his responsibilities to you.
Well, Aikens had described him to me last time I had him on the show. Is they were looking for a guy who's not going to be on the bench. He's going to be essentially the third assistant coach who's upstairs watching the games from upstairs. You know, sending down insight as far as in-game adjustments, doing a lot of video work, which is basically what Rocky's been doing the last few years in OKC, right? Like he's done on this. He's honed his craft doing that. And the other thing that Aikens, and this is me, I think the one thing that Rocky will add that I think the coaching staff maybe doesn't have as far as the assistants is a little bit of life for, you know, a young guy who's going to be enthusiastic and, you know, it's serious business a lot of the time. So sometimes you need that buffer zone of an assistant coach.
A guy who can lighten things up and who, you know, and has a story to tell and all those things. That's not why you're hiring him, but it's a valuable quality to have, right?
Oh, yeah. That's not the reason, but it's an added one. And I just like building a hockey team. You can't win with all the same type of defensemen because, A, you're not going to get six Shea Webbers. We all know that. So, you know what? You can't win with all same type of forwards. You need some diversity, size, skill, defensive awareness, everything. And I think you need some diversity in your coaching staff. And, you know, you add Ramsey, who's a career coach, a teacher guy who's been great, helps the defense and the power play. Acton's been around a long time. And Rocky's a young guy who's hungry. He's only 36 years of age. And I think, he can maybe be a little bit more of a connection to some of the younger guys.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say that, you know, when you have a team full of first-round picks like this, a lot of them haven't found a lot of adversity in their career, right? It's been a pretty smooth ride for a lot of these young Oilers. And, of course, now they're here in Edmonton and it's not so smooth. But Rocky's the guy who didn't have a smooth day in his life in hockey. I mean, I don't think there was a team he tried out for, I'll bet you after about Bantam AA, that he was sure he was going to make until the final cuts were announced. So this is a guy who hockey might have spit out years and years ago if he didn't have so much heart and so much stick-to-itiveness and so much, you know, and want it so bad to stay in this game. I mean, no one would have looked at Rocky Thompson in his junior days and said, this guy's going to be an NHL coach one day. Are you kidding me? He's punching way above his weight, and he's done it because he wants it bad and he works his butt off at it. And I think these are qualities we'd like to see instilled in young Oilers players, no?
Oh, for sure. A coach can instill that a little bit, but ultimately it comes from the player themselves. And I think, Rocky's more there as a guy who's, you know, he's worked well at, you know, and I talked to Todd Nelson about this, is, you know, seeing things from upstairs, the game's a lot different, and you can catch out tendencies. And so he's at least kind of been trained for the job that they're expecting him to do in Edmonton, because that's what he's been doing. There's a lot of people saying they should have got a more experienced coach. You're not going to get a guy who's been an NHL head coach to be the number four guy in your staff who's never on the bench. They're just not going to do it.
You're absolutely right. You're going to get a young up-and-coming coach in this role, and that's what you got in Rocky Thompson. I like it. You can't have a bunch of Rocky Thompsons on your staff, but having one guy that does what he does and that's traveled the road he's traveled, I'm all for it.
Mark Spector joins us for fun, because we're talking about his golf tournament coming up in 2 weeks. And Pat is up to $1,800 now to golf with Rod. Awesome. We're inching closer to 2G, so that'll be great. And most importantly, raising money for Sports Central. The boys at Sports Central did want to pass me along. Anybody, once it's above 800, all that other is a tax. You get a tax receipt for that. So right now it's a foursome plus a $1,000 tax receipt right now for 1800. So that's an added bonus to it as well. A few other things. Spec, big baseball guy, I know. Watching the Jays kind of, you know, fall apart, although they're not out of it by any stretch, do you think they can recover in the AL East, or is this going to be another broken heart season for Jays fans?
Well, you want them to stay close. Like, you wanted, you know, I don't know. I'm sure the Jays want to be in the playoffs and win a World Series. as a fan, I just want to see him playing games that mean something in August and into September, man. So right now, the every game means something because what are they out? Four games out or something like that?
Yeah.
Or are they at the break?
I think they're even less than that. I think it's 2.5, maybe three.
2.5 out. So every game's meaningful. So right now, again, if I look at it through a fan's glasses, I say, you know, I'm kind of good with what's going on. No one likes the direction they're going. And, you know, clearly their bullpen isn't good enough. Clearly they can't hold a lead. Clearly they can't survive anything less than a really good start by one of their starters. If a guy gives them a B start, it's just going down as a loss right now because they don't have the bullpen to pick them up. So Alex Anthopoulos needs to get to work here if he's going to salvage this season. 2.5 games is nothing at the All-Star break. When the season started, Jay, if I'd have said to you, would you take 2.5 games out of the All-Star break? Are you kidding? There's nothing wrong with that. But no one likes the way they're trending right now. And I think when I watch them play and I see their weakness coming out of that bullpen, it won't fix itself, right? You can't just whistle past the graveyard and think these guys are going to get better. If they're going to win, Anthopoulos has got to get out there and find a couple of relievers because right now that is clearly a weakness that will not get overcome by Toronto.
Speaking of weakness, and you know a lot about it, being a Cubs fan, is your team ever going to? Are they ever going to improve?
Well, here's the deal, right? I mean, the short answer, I have probably not. You know, longer answer is Epstein's in there, and he's rebuilding it, right? And he, you know, we used to say the same thing about the Boston Red Sox until they won a World Series with them. So, you know, those of us that follow the Cubs knew that this was going to be a terrible year because they were going to trade away anyone that was any good, like Samardzian. And I don't know the guys they got from Oakland, but apparently they got their two best position players in their entire organization underneath the major leagues. And that's how Theo Epstein does it. So, you know what? The guy brought a World Series to Boston, and he's running the same template out of Chicago now. So I'm likely to stand back and let Epstein get the job done and see what happens. As a Cubs fan, you know, I'm not exactly betting a mortgage here on mortgage money on the Cubs winning. But, you know, they're doing it the way you got to do it, right? You got to build a proper – do it the way the Oilers are doing it. You can't just try to be the Leafs and do the quick fix every year because we know how that turns out. They're trying to build something in Chicago for the first time in forever. And you know what? The other way never works, so let's see if this way works.
Yeah, well,
what do you mean? It's only been over 100 years since we won a World Series.
Like, you make Cleveland Brown fans feel happy.
Well, at least Chicago, as a city, gets some winners, right? But as a Cubs fan, I mean, it's over 100 years since they won the World Series. 100 years.
Yeah. Was it 1908 the last time they won?
I think that was it, yes.
Yeah. So, wow.
And I think they were in the series in 1916, maybe. Something like that.
Well, and then obviously everybody knows Bartman. So, yeah, they've had...
Was an AL and NLCS or whatever it was. I mean, that's the kind of things that happened there, right? The goat curse, Bartman. You know, dude, I'll say this. I don't care win or lose. It's not a better day spent than a day at Rickey Field.
Yeah, I got the private tour when I was in Chicago a year and a half ago. Unbelievable to do that. I've watched the game there before, but the tour really, you learn so much history about the place. It's awesome. So, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
Speck, it was good to talk to you again. We will see you in a few weeks. And right now, Pat has the bid at 1800 to golf with our next guest, the voice, the legend, Rod Phillips, will join us right after you. So thanks for teeing it up. Thanks for being in the warm-up.
Hey, I just want to thank you for taking this foursome and putting it on your show because you're the king when it comes to these auctions, man. You raise a lot of money for charities. And I want to say thanks a lot to Apple Sports Center for helping us out. $1,800 is awesome. Golfing with Phillips is going to be fun. We're going to have a great tournament. I'm going to see you on Wednesday the 30th out at the Quarry, Jay. Thanks, man.